我们在荧幕上可以看到，马可福音每一章很简单的分段。
And so on our screen, on the slide, is projected the layout of every chapter, a high-level summary.
那我们要以圣经为主，但是这个分段是帮助我们来了解每一章大概包括几个重点。
And so, of course, we are focused completely on the Bible, and the outline is here to give us the main points from each section.
首先马可福音就是马可所写的。
And so first, the book of Mark is written by Mark.
如果有一个慕道者问我们说我很想要读圣经要从哪里开始？
And so if a true seeker were to ask us, I want to study the Bible, where do I begin?
整本圣经的中心人物就是主耶稣。
And so the entire Bible centers around the main character of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以旧约圣经好像一个影子在预言，在预备主耶稣的降临。
And so the Old Testament is like a shadow prefiguring the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
那新约圣经就是一个实体主耶稣的出生，然后救恩的传扬。
And so then the New Testament is the substance, the birth of Lord Jesus Christ and the proclamation of salvation.
所以如果一个慕道朋友要读圣经，应该是从四福音开始。
And so for a true seeker to begin studying the Bible, it begins with the four Gospels.
因为四福音就是在描写主耶稣。
Because the four Gospels are to describe and are written about Lord Jesus Christ.
他怎么出生？
From his birth.
他怎么长大？
And how he grew up.
他在世界上做什么？
And what did he do in this world?
他讲什么？
What did he say?
他怎么死？他怎么复活？怎么升天？
And so how he died, how he resurrected and ascended to heaven.
那这就是四福音的重点。
And so these are the main points of the four Gospels.
那马可福音特别强调主耶稣的侍奉。
And so the book of Mark especially emphasized on the servitude of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以四福音里面最短的一卷就是马可福音。
And so the four Gospels, the shortest Gospel is the Gospel of Mark.
一共有16章。
And so there are 16 chapters.
那这马可到底是怎么一个人？
And so what kind of person was Mark?
如果我们看使徒行传十二章
We look at Acts chapter 12,
十二节
verse 12,
当彼得被下到监牢里
And so when Peter was imprisoned,
众教会为他迫切祷告
Then the entire church was praying for him,
结果神开了监牢的门
And then God opened up the gates of the jail,
那彼得就出来
And then Peter was brought out,
十二节他想想就往那称呼马可的约翰的家里。
And so verse 12, so when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John.
所以他的母亲叫做玛利亚。
And so Mark's mother's name was Mary.
特别说在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
And then it especially mentions where many were gathered together praying.
所以我们知道马可是出生在一个非常敬畏神、热心侍奉神的家庭。
And so we see that Mark was born into a family that was very fervent and served God faithfully.
那到十二章的二十五节。
Then if we look at verse 25.
保罗跟巴拿巴他们要去宣道旅程就带着马可出去。
Then when Barnabas and Saul, they returned from Jerusalem and they took with them John, whose surname was Mark.
那这个约翰是犹太的名字，那马可是罗马的名字。
And so John is a Jewish name, whereas Mark is a Roman name.
因为当时他们是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
Because they were under the control at that time of the Roman Empire.
那马可后来跟他们传道了一到一半他就离开了。
And so Mark went with them on their missionary trip, but halfway through he departed from them.
所以在13章的第五节。
And then that's why in chapter 13, verse 5,
说马可做帮手。
It mentions that John, Mark, was their assistant.
但是如果到13节。
But then in verse 13,
这个约翰就离开他们回耶路撒冷去了。
Then it mentions John departed from them and returned to Jerusalem.
所以以后马可虽然要再回来跟他们在一起宣道但是保罗就不再接纳他。
And so later on, Mark wanted to rejoin them in their ministry, but then Paul did not receive him.
所以巴拿巴就跟保罗分开。
And so then it ended up that Barnabas split with Paul.
然后马可就跟着巴拿巴。
And so Mark went with Barnabas.
但是到后来保罗也接纳了马可。
But later on, Paul would accept Mark.
所以这个是马可很简单的一个历史。
And so this is a simple summary of Mark's life.
所以马可福音就是由他写出来的。
And so the book of Mark was written by Mark.
那马可福音一开始的福音的起头就是我们看马可福音的第一章。
And so when we look at chapter 1, we see the beginning of the gospel.
特别第一章的一节到十三节。
And especially if we look at chapter 1, verses 1 to 13.
那福音的起头从哪里呢？
And so where is the beginning of the gospel from?
我们来看第一节。
We look at verse 1.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
So it says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
然后接下去就在讲以赛亚书的预言。
And it continues talking about the prophecy of Isaiah.
在主耶稣出生前800年圣经已经把主耶稣的降生要做的事情都写在以赛亚书。
And so 800 years before Jesus was born, the coming of Lord Jesus Christ and what he would accomplish was already prophesied by Isaiah.
所以这好像是一个演戏的剧本800年前已经写好了。
And so this is simply, it's almost as if it is a demonstration of a play that was already written 800 years ago.
然后时间到就按着那个剧本这样一幕一幕一直演出来。
And so when the time arrived, that they would just manifest according to the script that was written previously.
那以赛亚书里面有预言主耶稣传福音之前有一个开路的先锋。
And so that in the book of Isaiah prophecies that there would be someone who would pave the way to prepare the way for Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个就是施洗约翰。
And this is John the Baptist.
所以我们看第一章的第二节。
And so if we look at chapter 1 verse 2.
我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路。第三节。
Verse 3.
在旷野有人声喊着说预备主的道修直他的路。第四节。
Verse 4.
照着这个话约翰来了在旷野施洗传悔改的洗礼使罪得赦。所以这个第四节是特别讲照着以赛亚书的预言所以约翰就来预备主耶稣的福音。
And so verse 4 especially mentions that John came just as it was prophesied in the book of Isaiah to prepare the way for Lord Jesus Christ.
那怎么预备主耶稣的福音呢？
And so how to prepare the way for the gospel?
所以第四节里面讲在旷野 施洗穿悔改的洗礼。
And so verse 4 mentions that it, in baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
所以在其他的四福音里面有讲啊，马可他是旷野出来的声音啊。
So in the other books of the gospel mentions that John is the voice in the wilderness.
声音就是传达一个意念。
And so the voice is to convey a thought.
然后意念传达完了，这个声音也看不见，也摸不到。
And then after the voice, the sound is projected, then it cannot be seen and it cannot be touched.
所以马可的工作只是在预备主耶稣传福音。
And so the work of John is to just to prepare the way for the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个第四节啊，传悔改的洗礼使罪得赦，这是什么意思？
And so then in verse 4 says that preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sin, what does that mean?
这个使徒行传19章有讲了，以弗所教会的人已经受了洗。
And so in the book of Acts chapter 19, it talks about some members in, some believers in Ephesus who had already received baptism.
但是还没有得圣灵。
But they had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗去到那里问他们，你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
And so Paul asked them that, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
他们说没有。
They said no.
那保罗第二个问题，那你受什么洗？
Then the second question Paul asked them is, into what then were you baptized?
他就讲，我们受的是施洗约翰的洗。
Then they said that into John's baptism.
所以保罗就奉耶稣的名再给他们洗礼。
And so Paul once again baptized, so Paul baptized them in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后就祷告按手在他们身上，他们就得圣灵。
And then they, Paul prayed and laid hands on them, then they received the Holy Spirit.
那这就应验使徒行传第二章要受洗使罪得赦免，就必领受所应许的圣灵。
And so this is what is referenced, that they shall receive the promised Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2.
所以这样我们就了解使徒行传19章有两种的洗礼。
And so in Acts chapter 19, it helps us to understand that there are two types of baptism.
一个是施洗约翰的洗礼。
One is the baptism of John the Baptist.
是悔改的洗。
It is a baptism of repentance.
那这个是预备然后主耶稣来再洗礼，这个是赦罪的洗礼。
And then, but this baptism is a preparation for when Lord Jesus comes again. When Lord Jesus comes, that there will be the baptism for the remission of sin.
所以第四节讲这传悔改的洗使罪得赦，就是这个悔改的是预备主耶稣那个赦罪的洗礼。
And so that's why in Mark chapter 1, verse 4, it says that John was preaching a baptism of repentance. It is in preparation for the remission of sin.
然后我们看到第五节。
And then if we look at verse 5.
犹太全地耶路撒冷人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪。
Verse 5, then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins.
那我们大家都知道要改变一个人不简单。
We know that it is very difficult to change someone.
特别要让一个人能够悔改，这更不简单。
That is even more challenging to get someone to repent.
所以我们今天要传福音，告诉别人你有罪，你要受洗这个是人不愿意听的一种讯息。
And so for us today, when we go out to preach the gospel, we tell people to repent of their sins. This is not a welcome message.
那为什么约翰在旷野传福音就好多人来接受他的承认罪来接受洗礼？
And so why is it that when John was preaching in the wilderness that many people came confess their sins and be baptized by him?
其实如果其他的福音里面有写，约翰称他们做毒蛇的种类。
And then in other Gospels, John the Baptist refers to them as brood of vipers.
这个就表示他们有罪。
And this means that they have sin.
但是虽然这个讯息不好听，好多人，包括文士法利赛人来接受洗礼。
And so even though this message was not easy to accept, still many came to be baptized, including the scribes and the Pharisees.
因为圣经里面说，这个施洗约翰有以利亚的心智跟能力。
Because the Bible says that he had the spirit and the power of Elijah.
因为他有从神来的能力。
Because he had this power from God.
所以我们今天在想这个约翰的工作到底代表什么？
And so if we think about what is the work of John represent?
主耶稣曾经讲，不是抵挡我们的就是帮助我们。
And so Jesus says that whoever is not against us is for us.
我们在非洲传福音，大部分都是已经信耶稣的人。
And so when we go to preach the gospel in Africa, the majority of people there already believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
比方说奈及利亚的南边，它是好像一个基督教的国家。
For example, the southern region of Nigeria, it is almost as a Christian nation.
但是奈及利亚的北边差不多是回教的国家。
But the northern region of Nigeria is a Muslim nation.
那我们的教会在南边建立起来，但是北边，传不进去。
And so for our church, we are established in the southern region, but we cannot seem to preach the gospel into the northern region.
因为它是信回教的信仰。
Because they are mostly a faith of a Muslim.
所以我们就知道，其他的教会它传扬耶稣的福音，那他们所做的工作就等于施洗约翰的工作。
And so we understand that for the other churches, the other Christian churches, that when they preach the gospel, their work is like John the Baptist.
那我们去就是传扬赦罪的洗礼。
And so when we go to preach, it is preaching for the remission of sin.
让他们能够得圣灵。
That they may receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这是约翰的工作。
And so this is the work of John.
那为什么约翰有这么大的能力？
And so why is it that John was so powerful?
我们从第六节跟第到第八节可以看到两个重要原因。
And so in Mark chapter 1 verses 6 to 8 we see two main reasons.
第六节，特别到第七节，第六节，就讲约翰的生活。
Verse 6 talks about the lifestyle of John.
他生活很简单。
His lifestyle was very simple.
穿骆驼毛的衣服。
He was clothed with camel's hair.
然后吃的也很简单，蝗虫野蜜。
And his diet was very simple as well. He ate locusts and wild honey.
然后他住是住在旷野。
And so where he dwelled was in the wilderness.
不是很繁华的城市。
And so not in a very lavish city.
所以他的生活本身，就是，非常的简单。
And so his lifestyle was very simple.
那一个人，生活简单，他才能够有服侍主的心智。
And so only when someone has a very simple lifestyle will they have the mentality to serve God.
那如果一个人生活太复杂，一直注重生活的享受，这个人就会失去侍奉神的心智。
But if someone were to live a life of luxury and enjoyment in the pleasures of this world, they will lose that heart to serve God.
所以我们要侍奉神，是学习施洗约翰，生活越简单越好。我们侍奉神，要学习施洗约翰，生活简单是好的。
So it's good for us if we want to serve God that we learn from John the Baptist.
那另外一个，如果我们看第八节。
And then if we look at verse 8.
第七节哦，我给他解释一下也不配。
And so it says that there's the sandal strap I'm not worthy to stoop down and loose.
哦，这个是代表施洗约翰的谦卑。
And this represents the humility of John the Baptist.
哦，所以一个人有谦卑的心啊，他才能够被神所用。
And so if someone is required that someone have a heart of humility in order to be used by God.
哦，所以其实神用我们只是一个工具。
And so God is merely using us as a vessel.
那真的在做工的是神本身。
And the one who actually does the work is God himself.
因此我们能够认清楚我们只是神的工具，那这样我们的侍奉就比较容易得到神的同工。
And so we have to understand that we are merely an instrument or a vessel or the tool of God. And so then we can work together with God.
所以马可福音第一章到第八节，这是记载施洗约翰的工作，他的生活。
And so Mark chapter 1 verses 1 to 8 is talking about John the Baptist and his work.
那从第九节开始。
And starting in verse 9.
就在讲主耶稣还没有出来传福音以后，他经历过两件事情。
And so it talks about before Lord Jesus Christ started his ministry, he encountered two circumstances.
第一件事情就是主耶稣接受洗礼。
And the first is that he received the baptism.
那主耶稣没有罪，为什么要接受洗礼？
And so if Lord Jesus Christ had no sin, why did he have to go receive baptism?
其他的福音有讲是要建筑般的义。
And so other gospels record that it is to fulfill all righteousness.
就是要做一个榜样给我们来效法。
And it is to set an example for us to follow.
所以我们今天受洗，主耶稣已经做了一个榜样。
And so for baptism,Jesus Christ has already set an example for us.
所以第九节讲受洗，然后天开了，然后圣灵降临，然后有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And so in, starting in verse 9, it talks about the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ. Then the heavens parted, and then the Spirit descending upon him like a dove, and there was a voice saying that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
那今天我们接受洗礼，
And so today when we receive baptism,
我们的跟神的关系就复合了。
Then our relationship with God is reconciled.
这个就等于说天开了，本来天是关闭的，我们跟神的关系是没有关系的。
And so this is like the heavens parted. Originally our relationship with God was that the heavens were closed up, and so we had no relationship with God.
那我们怎么知道神接纳我们做他的儿女呢？
And so how do we know whether God has received us as his child?
就是我们祷告，圣灵降临在我们身上。
It is when we pray that the Holy Spirit descends upon us.
所以加拉太书里面说，圣灵从我们心里呼叫，天上的神阿巴父。
And so in Galatians it says that the Holy Spirit cries from within our heart, Abba Father.
所以主耶稣的洗礼，这是一个榜样。
And so the example, so the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ is an example for us.
那洗礼完之后，从12节到13节，就是主耶稣经历过试探。
Then in verses 12 to 13, is after baptism, then Lord Jesus Christ encounters temptation.
那12节特别讲圣灵把主耶稣吹到旷野去。
Verse 12, it says that the Spirit drove him into the wilderness.
然后其他的圣经有讲主耶稣禁食40昼夜。
And so other gospels talk about how Lord Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
然后魔鬼就来试探他。
And then Satan came to tempt him.
所以我们的信仰生活是活在神跟魔鬼同时存在的一个环境里面。
And so our life of faith exists between the realms of God and Satan.
当然神是宇宙的主宰，他是有全能的。
And so of course God is the creator of the heavens and the earth and he has all authority.
但是魔鬼的力量比人还大。
But the power of Satan is still greater than man.
所以当一个人他被神的能力充满，他就可以胜过魔鬼的试探。
And so for a person, if he is filled by the Holy Spirit, he can overcome the temptations of Satan.
那胜过魔鬼的试探，我们才能够进一步的来传扬福音。
And so only after we overcome Satan, then can we take a step closer to preaching the gospel.
因为传福音本身就是从魔鬼的手下要抢救人的灵魂。
And so because preaching the gospel is to fight for the souls of from under the bondage of Satan.
那如果我们没有办法胜过试探，那我们怎么有办法从魔鬼的手下来抢救灵魂呢？
And so if we are not able to overcome the temptations of Satan, how can we fight for the souls who are under the bondage of Satan?
所以胜过试探，这个证明神的能力大过魔鬼的能力。
And so to be able to overcome the temptation of Satan means that the power of God is greater than the power of Satan.
所以这样主耶稣设下一个榜样。
And so Lord Jesus Christ sets an example for us.
胜过魔鬼的试探。
How to overcome this temptation of Satan.
那从十四节开始就在传扬天国的福音。
Then starting in verse 14, it talks about the proclamation about the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣出来传福音的第一个讯息就是十五节。
And so the first proclamation of the gospel is in verse 15.
就讲神的国近了，你们要悔改。
That the kingdom of God is at hand, repent.
这个神的国在马太福音里面是讲天国近了。
And so this kingdom of God in the book of Matthew is talking about heaven.
所以这两个意思是一样的。
And so these two meanings are the same.
这个就是福音的重点要把神的国带给我们。
And so this is the main point of the gospel is to bring heaven to us.
那我们要进到神的国里面的开始就是悔改。
And so if we want to take the first step in entering into the kingdom of God is to repent.
悔改就是要承认我们的罪。
And to repent means that we need to confess our sins.
然后受洗把我们罪洗掉。
And then we need to be baptized for the remission of our sins.
我们就进入神的国里面了。
And then we have entered into the kingdom of God.
所以十四节在讲约翰下监以后他的工作完了主耶稣就开始传福音。
So in verse 14, it says, after John was put in prison, his work was done, and then Lord Jesus Christ came to start his ministry.
那主耶稣出来传福音以后当然他到处传福音但是有一件事情就是从16节到20节就是他开始拣选工人。
And so after Jesus came out to preach the gospel, then in verse 16, starting in verse 16, he chose his workers.
所以16节到20节他一共记载这四个人。
And so in verses 16 to 20, records four people.
一个就是西门,就是彼得跟安德烈。
And so the first is Simon, Simon, Peter, and Andrew.
19节开始就是雅各跟约翰。
Then starting verse 19, it talks about James and John.
这四个人就是主耶稣拣选的第一批人。
And so these four people would be the first group in which Jesus called.
那我们仔细看到他叫他们来做什么？说来跟从我。
And so what does Jesus do when he calls them? He says to follow me.
那到马可福音16章的时候就叫他们去。
And then in Mark chapter 16, he says to go.
往普天下去传福音。
And so to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
所以这个来跟去大概三年。
And so between the follow me and the go is 3 years in between.
那这个三年要做什么？
And so what did they do during these 3 years?
27节说三年就是来跟从我，要跟着主耶稣。
And so the verse 17 says these 3 years is to follow me, to follow after Lord Jesus Christ.
那看主耶稣 怎么传福音，怎么医病赶鬼。
And to see how Lord Jesus Christ preached the gospel, how he healed people of their sickness and cast out demons.
那你看主耶稣怎么生活。
And to see how Lord Jesus lived his life.
然后听主耶稣讲道。
And to hear the teachings of Lord Jesus.
这一共有三年的时间。
And so this would require 3 years of time.
所以我们现在要选负责人哦。有其中有一个条件就是信主三年。
And so today when we elect our council members, there's one requirement, that one of the requirements is that they need to have believed for 3 years.
好，那如果我们看主耶稣的例子，这个三年的意思就是跟着主耶稣来学习成长。
And so from the example of Lord Jesus Christ, we see that it means to follow after Lord Jesus and to learn and to grow.
所以使徒行传第一章犹大失去的使徒的职分，他们要找一个人来代替犹大。
And so in Acts chapter 1, we see that Judas, he has lost his responsibility, his role as an apostle, and they needed somebody to replace him.
那其中有一个条件就是这个人必须从主耶稣开始传福音，一直到他升天，常常与主耶稣同在。
And so one of the requirements is that this person needed to have heard, followed in Lord Jesus Christ and that Jesus Christ was abided with him.
所以我们今天呢，侍奉神一个很重要的装备就是我们常常跟主耶稣同在。
And so today when we serve God, one of the things we need to equip ourselves with is the abidance of Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说常常借着圣经的话来学习主耶稣的侍奉。
Which is to say that through the words of the Bible, we can learn how to serve Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样我们灵性会成长那我们就能够来侍奉主耶稣。
Then we can grow in our faith, and then we can serve Lord Jesus Christ.
那第二个我们看十六节。
Then if we look back at verse 16.
说他们本来是打鱼的。
So Mark chapter 1 verse 16 says that they were originally fishermen.
那到十七节。
Then verse 17.
我要叫你们得人如得鱼。
And then I will make you become fishers of men.
所以我们可以看到他这个整个人生的生活的方向改变了。
And so we see there was a complete change in the direction of their lives.
本来他的职业是打鱼的。
Originally, their careers were that they were fishermen.
现在变成传福音救人的灵魂。
And now it is their lives would become those who would preach the gospel to save the souls of others.
这两种的生活方式它的价值不一样。
And so the lifestyle of these two, as well as their value systems, are very different.
鱼打多了，当然卖的钱多，生活就好，过得好。
The more fish you catch, the more money you will earn, and the better your life will be.
但是不管你活多好，到最后还是死了。
But no matter how good of a life you live, you will still one day die.
但是当一个人传福音去救人的灵魂。
But when a person starts to preach the gospel and save the souls of others,
一个人灵魂价值超过全世界。
That the value of one person's soul is greater than the entire world.
所以我们就发现这样的生活方式是更有意义的。
And so then we find out that this kind of lifestyle is more meaningful.
所以我们信主以后，当然我们有我们的工作。
And of course, after we believe, we still have our careers.
但是生活的不是为着工作。
But our lifestyles are not centered around working.
工作是为着活着。
Our jobs are to sustain our lives.
那活着要做什么？
And what do we do when we live?
就是要侍奉神。
It is to serve God.
那侍奉神最重要两个工作，第一个就是传福音。
And so to serve God requires two aspects. One is to preach the gospel.
第二个是帮忙牧养主的羊。
And then the second is to pastor to shepherd the sheep of God.
所以这两个其实我们有自己的工作也都可以尽力的去做。
And so these two things, even while we have our own careers, we can still continue to work on these two things.
好，那在这一段圣经里面，我们又看啊，在十六节哈，看他们在撒网。
And so in verse 16, here we see that they were casting a net.
好，那到十九节啊，雅各跟约翰他们在捕网。
And then in verse 19, it says that they were mending their nets.
这个也让我们想到我们教会的宣道工作。
And so this reminds us of our work on evangelism in the church.
如果我们看到很多的鱼。
If we see a lot of fish.
然后我们下网捕鱼。
And then if we cast our nets.
但是鱼网破了一个洞。
But then the fish go through to the holes in the net.
我们常常发现哦，鱼看得到，但是抓不到。
And we realize that we can see the fish, but we can't catch the fish.
因为破了一个洞。
Because there is a hole.
但是再反过来哦，如果这个渔网都很好。
But if we see that our nets are well mended.
但是我们没有出去海里面下网捕鱼，我们也抓不到一条鱼。
But we do not launch into the sea and to cast our nets, then we will not catch fish.
所以这个告诉我们宣道工作是撒网的工作，也是捕网的工作。
And so we see the work of evangelism is casting a net and also mending the net.
这个捕网的工作就是捕能力的网，要祷告有神的能力与我们同在。
And so this work of mending the net is to pray for, to do the work of prayer and asking for the abundance of God.
那如果有神的能力我们就能够使人的心借着我们传的福音让他障碍拿掉，让他能够来顺服神。
And so if we have the power of God, then when we preach the gospel, we can remove the obstacle and so that they can, that those who we preach to can come to believe.
那第二个就是爱心的网。
And the second is the net of love.
当一个慕道朋友来到教会如果没有人理他大概他不会再回来。
If a true seeker comes to church, but then no one pays any attention to them and ignores them, then this true seeker will probably not come back again.
但是如果大家都很关心他们。
But if everyone shows care for the true seeker,
让他觉得在教会被接纳。
And to make them feel that they have been accepted in the church.
在不认识神之前，他能够从弟兄姊妹感受到主耶稣的爱。
And so before they fully come to know God, that they can see the love from their brothers and sisters.
这样我们的这个网很好，然后去往外去传福音，我们就容易抓到鱼。
And so when our nets are well mended and we go out to catch the fish, then we will catch much fish.
所以我们看到这两对兄弟一个在撒网，一个在捕网。
And so we see these two pairs of brothers where one was casting the net and the other one was mending the net.
那这样就能够来实现主耶稣对他说跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
And so they can fulfill what Lord Jesus Christ had said to them to follow me and I will make you become fishers of men.
那我们再进到21节到24节。
Then we enter into verses 21 to 24.
这个二十一节到二十四节就是在讲主耶稣出实际传福音让人觉得有什么特别。
And so this is a, here it records a practical example of when Lord Jesus Christ went to preach the gospel, how he showed the people that he was different.
我们看二十二节。
We look at verse 22.
他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。这个地方讲主耶稣教训他们好像有权柄。
And so here in verse 22 it says that Jesus taught them as one having authority.
那主耶稣讲道有权柄，这个到底是怎么一回事？
And so what does it mean when Lord Jesus Christ has authority?
如果我们回想到《使徒行传》第二章彼得被圣灵充满。
And if we think back to Acts chapter 2, where Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit,
他就站起来传扬主耶稣的福音。
And so he stood up and proclaimed the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
那《使徒行传》里面说，众人听了觉得扎心。
And so then Acts records that when they heard it, they were cut to the heart.
哦，所以神的话加上权柄，就是一个两刃的刀，能够扎到人的心。
And so the word of God with the authority of God together is a double-edged sword that will cut to the heart.
那就三千个人就问彼得我们要怎么做。
And so then the people asked, what shall we do?
那彼得说你们要悔改。
And Peter said to repent.
所以他们真的悔改就受洗了。
And indeed they repented and then they received baptism.
所以我们今天在传福音，甚至我们被安排到在会堂讲道除了这个真理的传扬之外，很重要就是需要有权柄。
And so today when we preach the gospel or even when we are assigned to give sermons in the chapel, it is that other than speaking the truth of God, we also need the authority of God.
那这样神的话会砸到人的心，人就会改变。
Then the word of God will be cut into the heart of man, and then their lives shall be changed.
所以二十二节最后讲不像文士。
And then the end of verse 22 says, not as the scribes.
文士懂得很多旧约的圣经。
And the scribes have a very good understanding of the Old Testament.
但是缺乏像主耶稣这样的权柄。
But they lack the authority of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在传福音里面他有提到神的国不只是在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
And so Paul says that the kingdom of God is not only with words, but with power.
我们到学校去选一门课就接受了一些知识。
And so when we sign up for a course in school, we will receive knowledge.
但是我们在教会里面来学习圣经，这就不一样。
But it is different when we come to church and we hear about the words of the Bible.
因为这个神的话如果被圣灵充满，它是有权柄的，会砸到我们的心。
And so because when we hear the word of God with the authority of God, this has the power to cut into our hearts.
好，那我们回来看第一章。
And if we return back to chapter 1.
第一章的二十四节。
Verse 24.
拿撒勒人耶稣，我与你们有什么干？你来灭我们？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。二十五节。
25.
耶稣责备他们不要作声，从这个人身上出来然后那个乌鬼就出来。二十七节。
Then the demon came out, verse 27.
众人惊讶，说这是什么新道理？他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，乌鬼也听从他。所以这个地方讲主耶稣有权柄赶鬼。
And so here it tells us that Lord Jesus Christ had the authority to cast out unclean spirits.
大家都很惊讶，哇，他怎么有这样的权柄？
And so the people were amazed and asked what kind of authority is this?
所以世界上的这一些所谓的权力跟圣经里面讲的权柄是不一样的。
And so the power, the status of this world is different from the authority spoken here in the Bible.
这里的权柄是能砸人的心，能够赶出乌鬼。
And so the authority here has the power to cut through the heart and to cast out unclean spirits.
二十八节。
28.
耶稣的名声就传扬加利利。
Immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee.
所以最好的广告是什么？
What is the greatest advertisement?
如果很多慕道朋友来到教会，体验到神的能力，他的生命有改变，离开罪恶，这个体验本身就是最好的广告。
And so when true seekers come to the church and they experience God and there is a change in their lives, this experience is the greatest advertisement for our church.
所以28节讲耶稣的名声传扬加利利。
And so verse 28 says that Lord Jesus Christ's fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee.
为什么传扬加利利?
And so why did it spread throughout all the region of Galilee?
因为他讲道有权柄。
Because when he spoke, it had much authority.
他有权柄能够赶鬼。
He had the authority to cast out unclean spirits.
如果我们从29节一直读到31节。
And if we study verses 29 to 31,
主耶稣到西门的家，他的岳母害热病，主耶稣拉起来，他病就好了。
Jesus entered into the house of Simon, and then where Simon's mother-in-law had a fever, but Lord Jesus Christ took her by the hand and lifted her up, and she was healed.
所以主耶稣有权柄医病。
And so Lord Jesus Christ has authority to heal sicknesses.
因此主耶稣走过的地方、哦、产生很大的影响。
And even where Jesus Christ had walked past, they had great influence and impact.
因为他带来天国的福音、啊、真的是带来恩典，带来神的权柄。
And so because he came with the gospel of the heavenly kingdom, and so he brought grace and the authority of God.、
啊、今天那个天国的福音就是交托在我们真教会里面。
And so the gospel of the heavenly kingdom has been entrusted to our church.
今天那个得权柄的来源圣灵就已经降临在我们教会里面。
And so this source, which is the Holy Spirit, has already come to the church.
所以我们被圣灵充满，我们去传扬天国的福音，主耶稣会借着我们来做他想要做的事情。
And so when we have received the Holy Spirit, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we can go out to do and say the things that Lord Jesus Christ desires us to do.
那我们这一节就到这里结束。
And so we will conclude our session here.
一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.